And we're back.
That's the one thing we're told not to say, Ola.
Yeah, I think I did it for like obvious reasons, but like I actually didn't. I just said it and I made a mistake. I'm sorry. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
You're listening to Soul Sandwich. We are your hosts, Ola and
Rohit.
And this
Yo, what's up? Oh, and Lucy's in the background.
And Lucy's in the background. Yeah, I mean, of course, Priyanka is here as well, but she's not going to see anything. And yeah, so we're going to go right into it. This is part two of Dark Horse. We had a bunch of great, amazing songs last time, songs that are underrated, but also, unexpected, things that like you probably wouldn't expect to hear normally, but this is our Dark Horse Part 2 episode, so stay tuned for more hot jams, dank beats.
And what's first up on the dank beats playlist?
I'm not sure, Rohit. What is up on the dank beats playlist?
I don't know. I might have to find something dank because dank you don't enough. Have something dank enough. Yeah, that's the problem. And speaking of dank beats, we've got
our sartorial resident in CITR, right? Yeah.
Pick up. What's up, Q?
What's up, bro?
I got Will Smith on my YouTube. I'm just running that out right now. I thought people would want that. Sorry, what's today's Dark Horse Part 2?
Yeah. So we're keeping on with the underrated.
All right, I understand. Sure,
yeah, keeping on with that theme. And you had some good tunes last week with Bus Driver and the person who I cannot pronounce.
Cornel West Theory.
Cornel West Theory. It was Jerusalem at Heart?
Jerusalem in My Heart. From Toronto.
Toronto, right. That was the name I couldn't quite remember, but thank you for being here, John.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Cool. So we were trying to figure out a way to start with some dank
beats. I've actually brought someone with me.
Really?
I'd like her to introduce herself because I think, we in a sense, she's CITR's dark horse. And I want, Lucy, if you could just...
Let's get her in.
If John is the resident satirist, I am the resident heckler right now. I've decided. I've anointed myself. Because there's just a bunch of goofy kids in the studio that I just decided needed to be put in their place.
It's true. And speaking of putting in our place, you've also decided...
Segue.
...that we will be featured on... What is it, Lucy, that we will be featured on? Our brightly colored faces.
All right, so they're going to take this way out of context.
What is it? What's the deal?
I think she's like, are we covering all the alternative programs?
The
ones
indeed.
Which don't. No. I mean, alternative like.
You're confused. Everyone's confused.
We are.
Basically,
enlighten us.
What's happening is I am the student program coordinator here at CITR. And if you want to get involved, you can always contact me. But just doing some shameless advertising per usual. And so for CITR is we're trying to promote beautiful shows just like this one. Ola's head is really up in the business right now. Beautiful
we
shows
swear
like
it's
this
not
one.
Sexual, by
and
the way.
No. And so we like to promote these shows, and we want people to know about what's going on here. And so I'm making these posters, or I'm working on a pitch for these posters. And Ola and Rohit will be on these posters.
Yay!
For their valuable and incredibly fantastic show. And for other reasons, because
what made
the
those
show
other...
is fantastic
because they're
and valuable.
So smiley
it's worth a lot
and beautiful as human beings. They are representative. I mean, I guess you can call it. What is it? Call a horse a horse. Basically, there are only two color guys in the entire station, but that was what they said. Not necessarily me. I wasn't the one.
Yeah, just pass the buck. Pass
yeah,
the buck.
I'm not taking responsibility
the
for that.
The buck just
statement.
Got passed.
Anyways.
I wish I had like a sound effect for that.
You should.
You should have them. No. It's in Sam.
Now back
to trained. Are you?
Back
should
to
you be using the studio right
program.
Now?
I don't know, man.
You
might have called us out.
All right.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy, for that.
We appreciate you and your student coordinating.
Yes.
And we also appreciate the fact that you saw that two colored folk in this station.
We need to represent.
We do represent, and they got to be represented, so let's keep it on. All right, now with the Dank Beats. I'm going to start things off because I have the power. I have the boards. And I actually was just listening to In Return, which is Odessa's album. All right. But then again, I get interrupted by these wicked beats.
Man lost his mind with the
from the Fresh Prince. Okay, if you're gonna do this, let me at least play the
real. No. Let's. You know what? I'm done interrupting. I've turned the phones off. Everyone.
Now you play nice.
Rohit, please. I want to hear your music.
All right. We're gonna play.
What is it?
We're gonna play Odessa and his tune "All We Need" featuring Shy Girls. Let's kick it.
I told you there's another one.
I'm telling you right now just to listen to me.
Why don't you just try looking?
I was just looking!
Thank you.
Yes.
Underrepresented or
oh, he's absolutely
unexpected, you know?
He's absolutely underrated.
I mean, yeah. Rohi. Oh, what's that? We're on radio?
Oh, wow.
What did we just hear?
Oh, yes. Oh.
We just heard Odessa, All We Need. And that music video, which I was playing off YouTube, but like, so if you heard those parts where it's like coughing and the music just stops, essentially what's going on in the, and all that arguing, what's going on in that music video is somebody taking drugs and the music kicks when they, you know, inhale and they're feeling it and then like it gets interrupted. Right. Like,
don't do drugs, kids, guys.
This sounds like medical advice to me.
I'm not giving medical advice.
Don't do drugs, kids. No.
that's
stay in school.
If that's medical advice, then I guess that might be the theme. You could consider that the theme. Well, some people in YouTube were arguing. It's like, oh my God, this glorifies the use of drugs. But I don't know, a guy coughing and you know, kind of like his buzz getting killed at certain points, and you see his life just looking like crap. I don't think that's a pro drug kind of song. But yeah, beautiful beats and melodies, and Odessa is now pretty big time in the electronic music world. So look out for he performed last year, so he's bound to come back in Vancouver.
Pemberton?
No, he was performing like in, you know, I forget which venue, but he was performing at maybe Fortune. Yeah, I think it was Fortune Sound Club.
Probably.
Cool. John.
Jonathan Q. Jonathan.
Where's
right?
Odessa from?
I don't know.
France, I think, probably.
One of those
French. Let me
one of those euros. All right. While he checks that out, John, what would you like to hear?
So I'm gonna submit the one song for today's Dark Horse theme subject.
Yes.
A$AP Ferg's Dope Walk. I think it might be his strongest track. And all I was saying, A$AP Ferg isn't, and it's true, he's not underrepresented per se, but he is certainly underrated, especially with the meteoric popularity of A$AP Rocky, who in every sense is not nearly as good of a rapper as A$AP Ferg. Now, hear me out. A$AP Rocky.
Well, I do agree with that, but like I think that the fact that like A$AP Ferg is like
Ferg
relatively
is not,
known
is not technically masterful either, and that is, you know, sort of the thing that A$AP Rocky gets leveled at him. But also, he has more character. You know, if A$AP Rocky features in your song, you can kind of tell it's him. But really, it could be anyone else, you know? He doesn't bring... His personality isn't conveyed
His
raps. It's conveyed by his production choices, you know?
Yeah.
A$AP Ferg, on the other hand, is totally distinct, total character. I think this is his wildest song, like, the craziest track he has. It's an absolute favorite. The music video for it is excellent. A$AP Ferg's Dope Walk, highly recommended.
Dope Walk.
Dope Walk.
Yeah, this is just coming right back. Odessa is an American duo from Seattle. So
That's more or less French.
More or less French. I mean, they're
it's,
pretty.
It's right next to
French.
It's right next to French Canada, aka Vancouver.
I don't know. They had such a good, you know.
It's kind of because like Flume and like a bunch of other like, you know, EDM, like the EDM stream, like the movement, I guess, is just very, very strong
in
France.
Let me tell you, Ola.
Yeah.
We got a movement in this station right now.
In your bowels?
I'm not talking... Thanks. I was going to make that joke, Ola, but then you made it already, so thanks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't know. You know
it
what?
Was right
it's fine.
There.
I'm leaving already. I'm leaving. Just play the song, and then I'll go. You know what?
But you have to explain what the tones and everything.
Oh, well, Dope Walk.
Are,
yeah, it's a song about A$AP Rocky is dope, and he has a dope walk.
Huh.
And it's Fashion Week, and he's walking around being dope.
Interesting
the song.
I do the dope walk. I do the dope walk. Nigga, fuck the trap lord. I'm the dope lord. Now I'm on my gangster lean like a dope fiend. My walk meaning the caravan levine. Do the dope walk. Do the dope walk. Nigga, fuck the trap lord. I'm the dope lord. Now I'm on my gangster lean like a dope fiend. My walk meaning the caravan levine. Do the dope walk. My
I won't because it is so amazing. Nothing like Bobby's murders, but I congratulate him. More like a gangster lean, let's get this picture painted. Drop it loaded, pick it up before you hit the pavement. I was confined to crime since I was about 5 years old. Now nigga, make up your mind, you gonna rap or sell dope. I was falling like crazy, this rapper life a pillow. But don't sleep on this nigga because I'm hard as pillow. Nigga, I ain't no game, I never play Nintendo. Through puberty, I was popping pussy and popping pimples. Popping cuties with heavy booties and pretty dimples. Gone, do the dope dance, man, it's pretty simple.
Now, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I do the dope, dope walk. I do the dope, dope walk. Now do it, 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 do it. Do the dope, dope walk. I do the dope, dope walk. Damn!
Walk, I do the dope walk. Nigga, fuck the trap lord, I'm the dope lord. I want my lean like a dope fiend.
Fuck me, live in Capitella vein.
Now do the dope walk, now do the dope walk. Nigga, fuck the trap lord, I'm the dope lord. Now I'm on my gangster lean like a dope fiend. My walk me to the Capitella vein. Now do the dope walk, now do the dope walk. Nigga, fuck the trap lord, I'm the dope lord. Now I'm on my gangster lean like a dope fiend. My walk me to the Capitella vein. Now do it.
I almost fell, I gotta pick it up. I almost fell, I gotta pick it up. Got a story to tell, let me let you know what's up. I got a story to tell, let me let you know what's up. I was at Abyssinian playing basketball, and it was different from playing basketball at the park. Cause at the park, the Dominicans had the packs on raw. That'll make the fiends lean, but they never fall. Oh, they're standing on a block just like a Pokemon. Dope, they're listening like I gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all like the theme song. I ain't Morgan Freeman, ain't no one to lean on. I'm a dope dealer, I'm a dope walk. Now the sky turned to blue, gotta get this dope off. They're like menace to society with old dog. Now the fiend leaning, about to touch his toe, dog. Look, y'all. I'm the dope lord and y'all my fiends. Y'all wanted this all your life. I've been coming up with hits like constantly. And you know my shit so tight. And all of y'all rappers got nothing on me. This shit, I ain't even right. And all of y'all bitches, they on my D. Cause they wanna hit this pipe.
Pretty good, Rian.
The hype, though.
That's a pretty good impression. Yeah, so that was ASAP Ferg's Dope Walk. I can see why you like that song, John Q. That's a pretty hype-ass song.
As it turns out, I'm still here. I was
going. Yeah. You never truly leave.
It's one of the best. It's one of his best. I'm about to leave. I'm just doing a bit of research right now.
Research on what?
ASAP Ferg.
I was just getting this video out. I thought in fitting with today's theme that this would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm. It's very...
You know, just representing all the different kinds of shows here at CITR, you know.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel
so
peaceful.
Is that what you, like, warm up to in the morning with Tai Chi?
Yeah, when I'm doing my Tai Chi.
Yeah.
When I wake up.
It's quite tranquil, man.
When you eat your senzu beans?
I'd say so. No? What'd you say, Ola?
When you eat your senzu beans? In the morning? No? Nobody watched Dragon Ball Z?
Didn't, actually. No? I was deprived.
This is...
Wow, that caused a...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just stopped the peaceful music. You just made John Q stop.
I'm sorry, John. Wait, so nobody watched Dragon Ball Z? Wait, what? This is embarrassing, guys.
It turns out you're the minority in a room of minorities.
Okay.
I honestly haven't, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, what about you, John Q? Have you watched Dragon Ball Z?
No.
Oh, no, he's actually he's left for real now, guys.
Yeah.
He looked like he was coming back, and now he has... Well, I don't know, he's still at the door. What is... All right, John Q, we're just going to have to ignore you now.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore you, bro. Okay, so what's up with the non-list? We have We have a bunch of great songs. We have Shango or Sango. I'm not sure, but he has a new album called Agorina. I don't know if it's actually new, but it's like since early 2016, late 2015. Mm-hmm. And we also have Taku, and he has American Girl. And there's this interesting artist I actually want to play in particular. His name is Toby Lu. I think he is like Nigerian descent, but he has like he samples like a Mario music in his song, and it's like it's pretty dope. And yeah, that's like kind of like what I'm like mostly into. And there's like there's a bunch of like there's like two Nigerian descended artists on my list, so I can play those two and maybe like segue with those two and like explain who they are. Does that work?
Yeah, sure. Well, why don't we try it out?
Alrighty, let's do this. Alright, enjoy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was playing games with you, but now it's over. Yeah. Fucker, what you know about me? Yeah, how do you do, nigga? Oh, what you know about me?
What you know?
Give a fuck what you heard, what you know about me? Yeah, hola, hola. Yo, bitch, look good, what she know about me? Okay, is she ready? I'm a scooper.
Flex.
You ain't know I used to drive the Uber.
Yes.
Rockin' 99 at the grind. Money only thing on my if your girl wanna go, then I'll make some time. Make some time. Yeah. My mama said I'm the one, she should go sunshine. Yeah. Yeah. I hit my mama up, I said it's lit for sure. Sure, for sure. Yeah. These bitches hit me up and they get ignored. Oh, man. It really can't flex on me no more. Really can't flex on me. Drain on you. Yeah. Yeah, it's over. You know it ain't a thing, don't you? It's over. Watch out for it rain on you, girl. It's over. Yeah. Top of the morning to you. Tell me you're coming through, ya. Say no later, not sooner. All I want to do is do. Why these niggas won't play like they know about me? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Get the up on my space, you don't know about me. Whoa, whoa. Baby girl say my name like she know about me. Whoa, she cut my number in your phone on me, you know about me. Ooh, she think that I'm that somebody. No, no, okay, no, no, girl, that's not me. Whoa, whoa. Love is just a silly game for two. Now go ahead and play without me. Treat me just like anybody, bitch, I'm Toby Lou. But to you, that's Mr. Adiami. Okay, one day, maybe, baby, probably. Fat chance, somehow, side B. Yeah, yeah. Cause you already got me, that's for sure. Drain on you, oh, yeah, it's over. You know it ain't a thing, don't you? It's over. Watch out for it rain on you, girl. It's over. You played too much.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver.
What did I say about saying, and we're back?
I'm sorry.
Sarah's going to listen to us and be like, yo, you fools, didn't you go to the programmers meeting?
Yeah, she is.
And we both did.
I really messed up. I'm sorry. I apologize. This was my mistake.
No worries. No worries. Hold on. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I just Steve Harvey'd the show today.
Sorry. No, that was that other time when we started off the show and you had no idea who that first guy was, even though that was the guy
you
chose.
That was terrible, man.
That was good times. All right, so we're going to keep on this kind of like hype train of dark horses.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite DJs from Vancouver is Patlok, and I'd consider him a dark horse because even though he's getting more popular, I think his talent deserves even more, you know, recognition. So he's come out with a new track. I haven't heard it yet. It was released just 3 months ago. It's called Your Lips, and it features Dirty Radio. This is the first time I'm hearing it, but I just remembered, yeah, you know, like Patlok. We haven't played his stuff in a while, so let's give it a shot. If any of you have been longtime listeners of the show, you'll know that Patlok is pretty dope. So. Yeah. We're not really taking a risk here.
Yeah, we're not. No, at all. We're just, taking it easy and, just playing what we like, which is kind of like the Soul Sandwich, motto.
It's
like,
the Soul Sandwich experience.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you just, play whatever you feel like playing, right?
Yeah.
Do you? I almost forgot that I forgot to introduce this last song.
Oh, right.
So Toby Lou, I don't know where he's from, but Game Over. It's not with E-R, but it's O-V-A. And it's sampled with Mario, which is weird. But apparently it's it's like a song he made for a girl he broke up with, and some of his friends weren't just friends anymore. So yeah, it's kind of like a game over, kind of like a breakup kind of thing, but it's also with a fun, fresh feel to it. You said you liked it a lot. So
yeah, I did. And actually, you said it uses a Mario sample. I could play a track that. Yeah, and it fits with the Dark Horse theme because this guy hasn't played it. I don't know what's happened to this guy's name is Wax. Have you heard of the rapper Wax?
Nah, man.
Well, we'll hear him later. And he also did a sample with video game sounds, and I think it was the Mario sound effect with coins. When you collect coins, yeah, so you're going to hear it later on. But let's go with Patlok, Your Lips featuring Dirty Radio.
Enjoy.
Let it
So that was Pat Locke with Your Lips featuring Dirty Radio. Now, what do we have next?
Okay, so we plays Pat Locke, Your Lips.
Yes,
and
yes.
Up next, we'll have an artist called Shango, and the name of the song is called Agorina.
Agorina.
Cool. I don't know what it's about, but it should be interesting, I guess. Yeah, and he's from West Michigan and Seattle as well, and yeah, his name is based off a Japanese cartoon artist, anime character in one of his favorite cartoons, animes, when he was a kid, so he kind of just took it up, and yeah, he's an interesting character. So we'll just play off Agorina from Shango's new album, Agorina. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are, sir.
All right, let's go. Alright, and we're back. Why do I keep doing that? It's like instinctive, you know? It's like, oh my goodness.
Gotta get rid of that bad habit. Yeah. So you're listening to Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9 FM. The track you just listened to was Shango and his song Agorina, which
is that
featured,
how you pronounce it?
I don't know. I'm just are you trying Brazilian to be now? Trying to be authentic. All right. How would you say it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I stay away from that kind of stuff. You know. I don't know, man.
Well,
but
definitely
yeah,
there's a rolled R in there. Agorina. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know.
It just sounds cool. It just that's I want it to sound cool, and that's how I make it sound cool. And I'm sure that Brazilians. Either it sounds like that, or it sounds even cooler. Because
yeah,
I love
sure,
Portuguese.
Sure.
It's great. It's a great language. That's a tight track, Ola. How did you find out about it?
I just love Shango. Shango is like I think he was part of Honorable Wear.
Okay.
And like you know, he's like also part of this collective called Selection. These are like a bunch of like producers that just like you know spit some like hot mixed hip hop with like you know funk with like soul
and electronic.
Like, electronic.
Yeah.
It's
they
like
got
this,
a
like.
They got a good channel
going on. Yeah,
on
exactly. And,
SoundCloud, yeah.
Yeah, and he's this Seattle-based producer. And apparently he started making music since he was 12 when he was like a kid, which is where the like Japanese name Shango. The Japanese character in the anime he was watching, his favorite anime, was
what's
called
that anime?
Shango.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
actually know what it's called, but it was like apparently that's he was so strong that like that was his producer name and he
I'm gonna walk out for 20 minutes. You're talking about Dragon Ball Z. I come back.
I'm not talking
about
Dragon
Ball Z
now. I was trying to segue from Dragon Ball Z to this guy.
Hey, you know what are you doing here? I thought you said you were gone. Just
oh no, I'm working. I
thought you were sulking, man, bro.
Oh, I'm always sulking.
Okay.
Bro, like get up and out of here. Like you had your chance. To stay here and dominate the conversation, and now it's gone. Those sounds will haunt our listeners for the rest of their lives. And now, yeah. back to the music.
Back to the music at hand.
So the track that I wanted to dig up for y'all was by Wax and EOM, because Ola's track by Toby Lou, Game Over, reminded me of this track. And it's called Coins, and it's also using a Mario sample. It's that sound that whenever you collect a coin in the Mario games,
bling, bling.
Yeah, it's like that, except they use that for the entire song, which I must admit, the first time I heard it, I wasn't a big fan of it, but you must
it's
listen
endearing.
To the lyrics, because they are tight. This is like bars on bars on
what's
bars.
What's the artist?
Wax. And his producer is named EOM Elements of Music. Really cool. So why don't we give it a listen? And you can judge for yourselves whether you think these are the best bars ever set to a Mario sample. Let's kick it.
All right, let's kick it.
Eat a dick, or at least eat a pita chip right after a skeet on it, you piece of shit. Tell your lies, speaking lips. They should try pleading fifths more often, bitch, and refer to me as your awesomeness. So-and-so are comparable, then I look up so-and-so and they're terrible, you disgust me. Trendy rappers fall the hell off the map. After just one listen, I can tell off the bat. There will never be a time that I have to rewind it on some goddamn what was that line shit. In fact, I find it rather boring's the category I put him in. Fast forward that whack verse, I'd rather hit a hook again. I would rate your skills very low level and your softness is in a Pillsbury dough level. Me, I got that gold medal flow that'll put me on the frickin' podium. Your child's play, you Nickelodeon. I'm about to sprinkle sodium all over them wounds. Big Wax, EOM, homie, don't get confused. Shouldn't get your hopes up when you know you're gonna lose. You won't accomplish anything if you don't pay your dues. I'm saying, with all the shit I've charged to the game should issue me a credit card in my name. No, we aren't the same. You are motherfucking ant size. My catalog's Jack's Beanstalk plant size. I'm sick of y'all saying y'all spit well when y'all shit sound like dog shit smell. Seriously, take it back and say you're joking. When you rap, everyone behind your back does that masturbating motion. I've worked hard for this while y'all half-assed it. Raise the white flag, matter of fact, half-masted. Half this rap shit that you hear is half plastic. The other human half is a lying ass bastard. Fake writers like dentures, writing their bios based on someone else's adventures. I'd be confusing the censors with the shit that I speak, cause they don't know if it's some shit they should bleep. They're like, damn, that's the fifth time this week that I've witnessed the sheet of lyrics from this geek on my desk for inspection. To bleep or not to bleep is an excellent question. These words have yet to receive Webster's attention. Spanish Webster is still fucking with the gender. Only point I'm trying to make is to give him something to remember. Whether spitting on the microphone, strumming on the fender. These kids get mixed up like coming in a blender. Same goes
glass, sipping your super big gulp, eating Little Debbie snacks and Newtons full of fig pulp. I'm talking to you, it's sunny out, enjoy it. The bicycle you purchased was like money down the toilet. Yo, it's funny how steroided your confidence seems. When the last time you got laid, hipsters were rocking big jeans. Tupac was in his teens, variations of the Running Man were popular routines. Lil Nas was up in Queens, yet to write it ain't hard to tell. He was still busy watching the Smurfs battle Gargamel. Fuck it, I just keep rapping great. Outside of the box like you use cheap packing tape. Try again, there's no time to waste. Just make sure the drawing board you go back to is dry erase. That shit you sharpie ain't gonna never be sharper. Unless that magic marker is an actual magical marker. Even then it'd have to have a good battery charger. Cause I've been rapping since Eric Clapton was back with the Yardbirds. I wish you the best of luck. If y'all agree with me that most rappers suck, then make like a rake on the back of a landscaping truck. And stand the fuck up.
Yeah, that was Wax with Coins. Wax. Yeah. Wax listening up to Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you like that flow.
And
that dope-ass sample of Mario and Luigi's Mansion. Whenever you collect them coins, that's the sound it makes. And Wax and EOM put that sound and put bars to it.
They put bars. Bars on bars,
as I said earlier.
Yeah, man.
That was like, your first time hearing it, Ola?
So that was some dope flow.
You gotta you gotta listen to more Wax. He's like one of those rappers who manages to mix humor, raw lyricism.
Yeah.
And he also has some kick-ass beats thanks to EOM, his producer.
Yeah. And like I'm even on his like subreddit. No, not his subreddit, but like on his AMA page. And like there's like a bunch of like hot support for him. You know,
yeah.
Like, yo, man, Wax, we love you. You know, so
yeah. It's kind of, I don't know what's been up with him lately, but I hope he's still making great music. I'm gonna check up for next week's episode. Maybe I'll come back with some new Wax tunes because this one's from like 2011. Holy shit, 2011 was 5 years ago.
It was like 4 years ago. Oh my God, it's 2016. Oh my goodness.
Just came to the realization.
Yes, I just did. Oh, okay.
Time travel.
Time travel. Oh, so what's the last song on the list, bruh?
I don't know, man. I thought you might have had...
Steve actually recommended something to us.
Oh, really?
From beyond the grave. No, he's not actually dead, but...
Well, last week he gave us that sick-ass song, Soniga.
Soniga. It's still stuck in my head, man.
Yeah.
I swear to God. So catchy. The name of the song this time is called Love, 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 or This Love by Khalil Fung.
Okay.
And,
did he say if it would be funky? Rap.
Literally, it's like if you look on Spotify, like you'll literally find like his name. Like if you just type in his name, it comes up as like the Japanese version or the Chinese version. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
What's the what's the dude's name, Ola?
Khalil Fung, F-O-N-G. We could try it on Facebook as well, but yeah, he's dope. He's dope.
How do I spell? How do the folks out there, and not just for me, but how do the folks out there spell Khalil?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He's Chinese, though. He's Chinese. The last part of his name is Tai Tung.
Tai Tung.
Yeah,
okay.
He's an American-born Hong Kong singer. And
cool.
Yeah, I mean,
Do you got the track up on your?
I do have the song right now. So
all
right,
then it's off to you.
Okay, then
I'm gonna swing that.
Let's go. I hope it's a good version.
Hope it's the right version.
Hope it's the right version.
But you know what? Steve wouldn't recommend us a track that he didn't think was tight.
Yeah, it has like this really like nice R&B feel to it, kind of like the song from last week. But this is like even slower and like more soulful than that one. So yeah, I'll just go right into it.
All right, let's kick it. Right, and the song is.
And this is Love, Love, Love. Is like the translation,
English translation,
and also called This Love, I guess. So
Khalil Fung.
By Khalil Fung. And in case this is our last time of being on air, because it's 8:59 right now.
Last time ever.
If this is the last time of
us being
on air.
This will be our last track. Let's call it at this track.
By the communists. This is this has been Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah. We have our shows 8 to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. So if you want to like hear some sweet jams and listen to both me and Rohi just mess around on air, then like not mess around, but like mess around on air. then like totally tune in, you know, like you listen to our shenanigans all day.
And don't forget, you can always go to CITR.ca, search Soul Sandwich, and you'll find our podcast with the playlists all there. So you can always check out what the songs, you know, if you liked the song, you can check out which song it was.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the CITR.ca website. So exactly. Make use of it, folks. Make use of it. All right, let's end it off with this Chinese love song.
This has been Dark Horse episode of Soul Sandwich from on behalf of Rohit and Ola. And Priyanka and Lucy and John Q.
Yeah. It was a pleasure. It was a good crowd today.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye, folks. We'll see you next week.
See you on the flip side. We out.
期待，还是觉得孤单才是。